Being senior pastor just means that I'm the one that gets all the blame for everything.
At være en senior præst, det betyder bare, at det er mig, der får skylden for alt.
You don't get any more privileges. It's just that everybody just gets to you whenever they have problems. That's all.
Man får ikke flere privilegier. Alle de kommer bare til, når der er problemer.
We have been exploring the subject of humility.
Vi har udforsket emnet ydmyghed.
We saw on the first evening that through the example of Manasseh.
Vi så den første aften igennem Manasses eksempel.
That when we humble ourselves, it's like beautiful perfume for God.
Så når vi ydmyger os selv, så er det ligesom en vidunderlig parfume for Gud.
And he responds in a way by just pouring out his grace upon us.
Og han svarer på den måde, at han bare hans nåde, den udfolder sig bare over os.
And yesterday through the example of Nebuchadnezzar.
Og i går med eksemplet om Nebuchadnezzar.
We saw that God can humble us. Seriously.
Så vi at Gud han kan virkelig ydmyge os.
But that he does it because he wants us to experience him and we experience him best when we're humble.
Men han gør det fordi at han vil have at vi skal opleve ham og det gør vi bedst ved at være ydmyge.
Some time ago I had preached a sermon on humility at Newbold.
For lidt tid siden på Newbold så havde jeg en prædiken om ydmyghed.
And one of the lecturers came up to me and said, "So, does this mean that we just have to accept everything that comes our way?"
Og en af dem der var der kom op til mig og spurgte mig, betyder det her at vi bare skal acceptere alt hvad vi bliver budt?
Does humility mean that you just become some kind of a doormat for everybody?
Ydmyghed betyder det at du bare bliver en dørmåtte for alle?
Can humility stand up for itself in any way?
Er der på nogen måde et ydmyghed, det kan forsvare sig selv?
And so she challenged me to find out about that.
Så hun udfordrede mig til at finde ud af det her.
And as I was looking, came across the example of Moses.
Og mens jeg kiggede, så kom jeg til et eksempel fra Moses.
Because when God wanted to do something about the worst form of oppression in the world.
Fordi når Gud han ville gøre noget ved den værste undertrykkelse, som man kunne komme op imod.
When he wanted to deal with the issue of slavery.
Når han ville takle slaveriet.
What does he look for?
Hvad er det han leder efter?
He looks for a humble person.
Han leder efter en ydmyg person.
Just turn with me quickly to Numbers.
Hvis I lige vil slå op til 4. Mosebog.
Numbers chapter 12.
Kapitel 12.
And we'll read verse 3.
Og så vil vi læse vers 3.
In my Bible it says, "Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth."
Og i min Bibel så står der, "Men den mand Moses var så ydmyg, mere ydmyg end noget andet menneske på jorden."
I found that quite amusing, actually.
Det synes jeg faktisk er meget underholdende.
Who wrote the book of Numbers?
Hvem var det, der skrev 4. Mosebog?
How many humble people do we have here? Huh?
Hvor mange ydmyge mennesker har vi her?
I mean, in my translation, it's got it in brackets, so I guess they're thinking somebody else put it in there.
I min oversættelse så står det i parentes, så jeg tror, det er en anden, der har skrevet det.
But you know, I don't think we can get away from the fact that actually God could use, let's say, the most humble person in the world to bring down the superpower of his day.
Men jeg tror ikke, vi kan slippe væk fra det fakt, at Gud han kunne godt bruge den mest ydmyge person på jorden til at takle den største supermagt, som man kendte.
It's like him using a humble person to bring down what would today be the United States.
Det er ligesom at bruge den mest ydmyge person til i dag at bringe USA på knæ.
A humble person in God's hands can do anything.
En ydmyg person kan i Guds hænder gøre hvad som helst.
But we need to clear up some misunderstandings, and that's why I want to use Moses today.
Men vi skal lige opklare nogle misforståelser, og det er derfor, at jeg vil bruge Moses i dag.
So in Exodus chapter 3.
Så i 2. Mosebog kapitel 3.
we read about when God encounters Moses for the first time.
Så læser vi om når Gud han møder Moses for første gang.
And then he says to him, "Now I want you to go to Pharaoh and bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Chapter 3 verse 10.
Kapitel 3 vers 10 så siger han: "Derfor vil jeg nu sende dig til Farao, og du skal føre mit folk israelitterne ud af Egypten."
Moses' response in verse 11 is, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?"
Men Moses' svar til Gud er i vers 11: "Hvem er jeg, at jeg skulle kunne gå til Farao og føre israelitterne ud af Egypten?"
The first thing to realize about humility: humility is not on importance.
Det første man skal vide om ydmyghed, det er at det er ikke uvigtigt.
To be humble does not mean that you're not important.
Bare fordi man er ydmyg betyder det ikke at man ikke er vigtig.
You know, he says, "Who am I? I'm nobody."
Han siger, hvem er jeg? Jeg er ikke nogen.
But the thing that's important here is God's answer to him.
Men det der er vigtigt her, det er Guds svar.
He says, "I will be with you," verse 12.
Han siger i vers 12, "Jo, jeg vil være med dig."
Because our importance isn't necessarily based on what we can do or not do.
Fordi vores vigtighed er ikke nødvendigvis baseret på hvad vi kan eller ikke kan.
Our importance is really based on whether or not God is in our lives.
Hvor vigtige vi er, det er i virkeligheden baseret på om Gud han er i vores liv.
You know, being at Newbold, it's quite a big church.
Jeg er på Newbold, og det er en rigtig stor kirke.
And all too often I hear people say to me,
og det er alt for tit at jeg hører folk sige til mig,
when I'm trying to encourage them to use their gifts to build up the church,
når jeg prøver på at opmuntre dem til at bruge deres gaver til at opbygge kirken,
they all say, "Yeah, but I'm nobody."
Så siger de alle sammen, jeg er ikke nogen.
I can't go up the front and speak.
Jeg kan ikke gå op foran og tale.
I can't go up and play an instrument.
Jeg kan ikke gå op og spille på et instrument.
I can't sing.
Jeg kan ikke synge.
As if being up the front is the most important thing that we do.
Som om det at være op foran er det vigtigste vi laver.
It isn't.
Det er det ikke.
You know, the original church wasn't actually seated like this. We would have been seated in a circle, right?
I den oprindelige kirke så ville vi egentlig ikke sidde sådan her, vi ville sidde i en rundkreds.
We've kind of made it that way so people think, okay, the closer you come to up here, the more important you are, but that's not true.
Vi har sådan gjort det på den måde at folk de tror at jo tættere du kommer op foran, jo vigtigere er du, men det er ikke sandt.
The person who speaks up here is no more important than anybody else out there.
Personen som taler herop er ikke vigtigere end nogen som helst der sidder dernede.
We're all just as important in God's eyes.
Vi er alle lige vigtige i Guds øjne.
It's just whether or not we're willing to be used by him, I think is the question.
Jeg tror bare at spørgsmålet afhænger af om vi vil bruges af ham.
And so humility is not being unimportant or making yourself unimportant.
Så ydmyghed det er ikke om hvor vigtig man er eller om at gøre sig selv sådan at man ikke er vigtig.
We don't have to go around showing off who we are, but we can at least know that we are important in God's eyes.
Vi behøver ikke at gå rundt og blære os med hvem vi er, men vi skal bare vide at vi er vigtige i Guds øjne.
But after God's answer to Moses,
men efter Gud har svaret Moses,
Moses comes up with a second excuse.
Så kommer Moses med endnu en undskyldning.
Verse 13.
Vers 13.
"Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what should I tell them?"
Når jeg kommer til israelitterne og siger dem, at deres fædres Gud har sendt mig til dem, hvad skal jeg så svare dem, hvis de spørger om hans navn?
You see, humility is not being ignorant.
Så ydmyghed, det er ikke, at man ikke ved, er uvidende.
Not knowing answers does not mean that you're humble.
Bare fordi man ikke kender svarene, så betyder det ikke, at man er ydmyg.
A lack of knowledge doesn't make us humble.
Det, at man mangler viden, det betyder ikke, at man er ydmyg.
You know, I've been in way too many discussions where people think that because they have no education, they're the most humble person in the world.
Jeg har været i alt for mange diskussioner med folk, hvor at de tror, at bare fordi de ikke har en højere uddannelse, at så er de mest ydmyge mennesker på jorden.
It's not true.
Det passer ikke.
Humility is not ignorance.
Ydmyghed er ikke uvidenhed.
Actually, it's quite interesting when you think about education.
Faktisk ret interessant når man tænker på uddannelse.
Because when we're young, we study lots of different subjects, don't we?
Når vi er unge, så studerer vi rigtig mange forskellige fag, gør vi ikke?
And then as you go on in your education, you get fewer subjects.
Og så mens man kommer videre i sin uddannelse, så får man færre fag.
And then you get to, let's say, university and you're studying one subject in particular.
Og så lad os sige, man kommer på universitetet, og så studerer man et bestemt fag.
And then when you, let's say, finally get on to doing a doctorate of some sort, you're studying even less.
Og lad os sige, når man kommer til det næste skridt, at så studerer man endnu færre fag.
Because I know that, for example, within theology,
fordi jeg ved for eksempel, at inden for teologi,
some people have gotten their doctorates based on studying one word.
Så er der nogen, der har fået deres PhD bare ved at studere om et ord.
And so, the more education you get, I think the more you realize, the less you know.
Så jeg tror, at jo længere man kommer i sin uddannelse, og jo mere man får, så opdager man, at jo mindre ved man.
So what I'm trying to say is, you know what? Being humble doesn't mean to say that you can't pursue a good education.
Så det jeg prøver på at sige, det er, at bare fordi at man er ydmyg, så betyder det ikke, at man kan prøve på at få en højere og bedre uddannelse.
And notice what God says to Moses.
Og læg mærke til, hvad Gud siger til Moses.
In verse 14.
Vers 14.
I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
Jeg er den, jeg er. Således skal du sige til israelitterne. Jeg er har sendt mig til jer.
Knowing God's name means knowing God's personality.
At kende Guds navn, det er at kende Guds personlighed.
And one thing I want us to get straight, the Christian gospel, it's all about being, not doing.
Og der er en ting, vi skal have på det rene. Det kristne budskab, det er at være og ikke det man gør.
Rafat was talking about that this morning.
Det talte Rafat om i morges.
And that's why God calls himself I am.
Og det er derfor at Gud han kalder sig selv jeg er.
Not I do this, that or the other.
Ikke at jeg gør dit og dat.
That I can do great miracles.
Jeg kan gøre store mirakler.
I am.
Jeg er.
The ultimate being.
Den ultimative.
And that's what we're really aiming for, not to do a lot of stuff, but to actually be connected to God.
Og det er det, vi skal gå efter, ikke at gøre en hel masse ting, men at have en forbindelse til Gud.
Well, Moses comes up with a third excuse.
Så er det Moses, han kommer med en tredje undskyldning.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
Kapitel 4, vers 1.
Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me?" And say the Lord did not appear to you.
Moses svarede, hvis de nu ikke tror mig og ikke hører mig, men siger at Herren ikke har åbenbaret sig for mig.
Humility is not a lack of confidence.
Ydmyghed er ikke at man mangler selvtillid.
You can have great self-confidence and still be humble.
Man kan have masser af selvtillid, men stadig være ydmyg.
And notice the way God answers him. He says, "So what is that in your hand?"
Så prøv at se den måde Gud han svarer ham på. Hvad er det i din hånd?
And he had a staff in his hand.
Og han havde en stav i hånden.
And he says, "Throw it down on the ground."
Og han siger, smid ned på jorden.
Now, notice what God answers then is to, he says, "Now take it up by its tail."
Og læg mærke til at Gud han siger, sam den op ved halen.
Do we have any snake handlers here?
Er har vi nogle slange til mig?
Any of you used to handling snakes?
Er nogen af jer der har med slanger at gøre?
Nobody. Well, I've been led to understand because I hate snakes. I just can't stand the creatures.
Jeg har fået at vide, altså jeg hader slanger.
I wouldn't touch them at all. I understand Moses because he says that he ran away, and I would definitely do that if I, you know, something I was holding turning to a snake. It would be terrible.
Jeg ville overhovedet ikke røre ved den her slange, og derfor kan jeg godt forstå, at der stod, at Moses han sådan løb væk, fordi det ville jeg ikke røre ved.
But apparently the way you handle a snake is you don't take it by its tail.
Men det er åbenbart sådan, at den måde, man håndterer en slange på, det er ikke, at man tager den med halen.
You've got to grab it by just behind its head.
Man er nødt til at tage den lige om bag hovedet.
Because if you take it by its tail, it can easily turn around and strike you.
Fordi at hvis du tager den med halen, så kan den nemt snurre rundt og angribe dig.
So when God says take it by its tail,
så når Gud han siger tag den med halen,
he's actually telling him, trust me in this.
Så siger han rent faktisk til ham, stol på mig i det her.
He's actually saying to Moses, I want you to have confidence in me.
Han siger rent faktisk til Moses, jeg vil have, at du skal have tillid til mig.
Grab it by its tail and see what happens.
Tag fat i dens hale og så se, hvad der sker.
And we know that it turned back into his stick.
Og vi ved, at den forvandler sig tilbage til hans stav.
Humility is having confidence.
Ydmyghed, det er at have selvtillid.
But not showing it off in any way.
Men ikke at man på nogen måde blærer sig med den.
It's having a kind of quiet, composed conviction.
Det er sådan at have sådan en stille og fattet holdning.
Well, Moses still has more excuses.
Moses, han har stadig flere undskyldninger.
Verse 10, he says.
I vers 10 så siger han.
Oh Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you spoken to your servant. I'm slow of speech and tongue.
Ak herre, jeg er ingen veltalende mand. Jeg var det ikke før, og er det heller ikke nu, efter at du har talt til din tjener. Så jeg har svært ved at udtrykke mig og tale for mig.
Guess what this is showing us is that humility is not hiding behind a weakness.
Det her det viser os, at ydmyghed er ikke at gemme sig bag en svaghed.
Do you know what the number one fear for most people is?
Ved I hvad for de fleste folk deres største frygt er?
Speaking in public.
At tale i offentlighed.
That is the number one fear for most people.
Det er den største frygt hos de fleste mennesker.
So I know that if I was to pull out one or two of you and ask you to come up here, you would faint, basically.
Så jeg ved, at hvis jeg vil hive en par stykker af op, at så vil de faint, det er
faint. Yeah.
Så vil de besvime.
You know, you'd never like to come up here and be talking to others. They wouldn't like to be.
I ville ikke kunne lide at komme herop og skulle tale til andre.
And it seems as if maybe Moses had the same thing.
Og det virker som om at Moses nok havde lidt af det samme.
But he had a good excuse because it seems like he stammered.
Men det virker som om han havde en god undskyldning, fordi det ser ud til at han stammede.
But God says to him, who makes people's mouths?
Men Gud siger til ham, hvem er det der skaber menneskers mund?
I can make people see or not see, hear or not hear. I can make them eloquent or not.
Han siger, jeg kan gøre at folk kan se eller ikke kan se, eller at de er veltalende eller ej.
So just go and I will help you to speak. You'll be okay.
Så bare gå, og så skal jeg nok hjælpe dig med at tale. Det skal nok gå.
Actually, God can use us with our defects to bring more glory to him.
Gud, han kan faktisk bruge vores små sådan fejl og mangler til noget stort for ham.
Think about some of the stories we have in the Bible.
Prøv at tænke på nogle af de historier vi har i Bibelen.
Think about Abraham.
Tænk på Abraham.
He was way too old.
Han var alt for gammel.
But he became the father of a great nation.
Men han blev far til en stor nation.
Think about Jacob.
Tænk på Jakob.
He had a dislocated hip.
Han havde et hofte der var gået af led.
But his name got changed to the one who would fight with God and win.
Men hans navn blev forandret til den der kæmper med Gud og vinder.
Think about Samson.
Tænk på Samson.
He was blind.
Han var blind.
But he killed more people while he was blind than when he had both eyes.
Men han dræbte flere mennesker da han var blind end da han havde begge sine øjne.
Think about Paul in the New Testament.
Tænk på Paulus i det Nye Testamente.
He said he had this thorn in the flesh, some kind of weakness.
Han sagde at han havde den her torn i kødet, en eller anden form for svaghed.
But through that weakness God could be more glorified as he used him.
Men igennem den svaghed så kunne Gud få større ære ved at bruge ham.
So hiding behind a weakness is not humility.
Så det at gemme sig bag en svaghed, det er ikke ydmyghed.
Because God can use us despite our weaknesses.
Fordi Gud kan bruge os til trods for vores svagheder.
Well, it seems as if Moses is running out of excuses here.
Det virker som om at Moses er ved at løbe tør for undskyldninger.
So he ends up in verse 13.
Så vers 13.
He says, "Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it."
Det siger han, ak herre, send dog en hver anden end mig.
You see, really, humility, it's about stopping coming with excuses and just doing what God asks you to do.
Så det at være ydmyg, det handler om at holde op med at komme med undskyldninger og bare gøre, hvad Gud vil have, du skal gøre.
I want to quote you something from Ellen White.
Jeg vil gerne citere noget til jer fra Ellen White.
She says, to be clothed with humility,
hun siger, at blive klædt med ydmyghed,
does not mean that we are to be dwarfs in intellect.
Det betyder ikke, at vi skal være dværge eller små i vores intelligens.
Doesn't mean that we are to be deficient in aspirations.
Det betyder ikke, at vi skal ikke kunne nå det, vi vil.
It doesn't mean that we are to be cowardly in our lives.
Det betyder ikke, at vi skal være kujoner i vores liv.
Shunning burdens unless we fail to carry them successfully.
Og skubbe byrder væk, med mindre at vi kan bære dem succesfuldt.
Real humility fulfills God's purposes by depending upon His strength.
Rigtig ydmyghed, det fuldfører Guds mål ved at stole på hans styrke.
And I think for so many of us, we've got to just stop coming with the excuses and say, okay God, whatever you want, I'll do it.
Jeg tror for rigtig mange af os, for at blive ydmyg, så skal vi bare holde op med at komme med de her undskyldninger og sige, okay Gud, jeg skal nok gøre, hvad du vil have.
Because I think God deliberately wants to use the humble person.
Fordi jeg tror, at det er med vilje, at Gud han vil bruge den ydmyge.
The more I think about the job that we have to do as Christians.
Jo mere jeg tænker på det arbejde, vi skal gøre som kristne.
It seems an impossible task.
Så virker det som en umulig opgave.
Bringing the gospel to the whole world.
Og bringe budskabet ud til hele verden.
And yet, I like what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
Jeg kan, så er det, at jeg godt kan lide, hvad Paulus han siger i Paulus' første brev til Korinterne, kapitel 1.
And reading from verse 26.
Læser fra vers 26.
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth.
De tænk på, hvordan det var ved jeres kaldelse, brødre, at I ikke var mange værtsligt vise, ikke mange mægtige, ikke mange fornemme.
But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
Men det, der var dårskab for verden, udvalgte Gud for at gøre de vise til skamme, og det, der var svagt for verden, udvalgte Gud for at gøre det stærke til skamme.
He chose the lowly things of this world, and the despised things, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are.
Og det for verden ringe, og det foragtede, det der ikke var noget, udvalgte Gud for at gøre det, der var noget, til intet.
So that no one may boast before him.
For at intet menneske skal rose sig for Gud.
And then verse 31, therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
Og i vers 31, for at som der står skrevet, den der roser sig, skal rose sig i Herren.
I don't know if you've heard of Alex Haley. He's the man who wrote about roots.
Jeg ved ikke om I har hørt om manden Alex Haley. Han skrev om rødder.
Do you know roots about Kunta Kinte being taken from Africa to the United States and all slavery?
Kender I rødder der om Kunta Kinte, som blev taget fra Afrika og bragt til USA for at være slave?
Well, apparently the man who wrote this story, Alex Haley, he has a picture on his office wall.
Det var bare sådan med den her mand, der skrev det, Alex Haley, at han har det her billede på sin væg.
And this picture is of a turtle on top of a fence.
Og det her billede, det er en skildpadde oven på et hegn.
And there's a sign on there that says, if you see a turtle on a fence, you know it got help.
Og så er det, der er det her skilt, hvor der står, hvis I ser en skildpadde på et hegn, så ved jeg, den fik hjælp.
Because a turtle can't get on top of a fence on its own.
Fordi en skildpadde kan ikke komme op på et hegn af sig selv.
It's not going to take a ladder out and suddenly start climbing.
Den har ikke tænkt sig at tage en stige frem og så begynde at klatre op.
It's not going to get some kind of rope ladder out and try to pull itself up.
Den har ikke tænkt sig at tage en rebstige frem og så hive sig selv op.
The only way you can get a turtle on top of a fence is that it got some help from someone.
Den eneste måde man kan få en skildpadde ovenpå et hegn, det er hvis den fik hjælp fra nogen.
And he says he uses that to remind himself that whenever he starts to think, oh, look at how much I've achieved.
Og han bruger det for at hver gang han tænker, se hvor meget jeg har udrettet.
Look how good I am and how much attention I'm getting.
Se hvor god jeg er og hvor meget opmærksomhed jeg får.
I just look at that picture and remember I got here through help.
Så er det, jeg bare kigger på billedet og så tænker jeg, jeg kom herhen med hjælp.
And whatever we may be, whatever we may achieve.
Og hvad vi end er, hvad vi end udretter.
Whatever we may do.
Hvad vi end gør.
We've always got to remember that we've arrived where we are because we have gotten help from someone else.
Så bliver vi altid nødt til at huske på, at vi har kommet til der, hvor vi er, fordi vi har fået hjælp af en anden.
God wants to use us to do something incredible.
Gud, han vil gerne bruge os til at gøre noget utroligt.
Something actually impossible in one sense.
Noget, som på en måde rent faktisk er umuligt.
And what he's looking for are humble people.
Og det han leder efter, det er ydmyge folk.
People who won't use excuses.
Folk der ikke vil bruge undskyldninger.
But people who are willing to be used by him.
Folk som er villige til at blive brugt af ham.
And so my question for you this evening is, are you willing to put the excuses aside and be used by him?
Så mit spørgsmål til jer i aften, det er, er I villige til at lægge undskyldningerne til side og blive brugt af ham?
May God help us all to say yes when he invites us to be a part of his great plan.
Må Gud hjælpe os alle sammen til at sige ja til invitationen til at blive brugt til hans plan.
Amen.
Amen.